who are part of the supposed Big Four, the other three, none of them have a single argument. There's not one argument for any of them. Joe Burrow's argument is he was better in the regular season once ever, and his team missed the playoffs when Mahomes was 15-1. Lamar is one win away from being on that graphic with Dak Prescott, so he's eliminated. And Josh has played Patrick four times in the playoffs, played well in all four, and has gotten outplayed by Patrick in all four. And Patrick has been perfect in all four. And so it's a Patrick Mahomes has something to prove question, which is so bizarre because he's proven more than every other quarterback in the league put together.
Nick Wright, very defensive about his Chiefs. I'm ready for some Mahomes attacking right here. You know what he has to prove? Prove you can do what you did at the beginning of your career. Light it up. Right? Like, they've won. No one needs to prove over there whether they can win it all or whether they can win the big one or whether they can be a dynasty or whether none of that. They don't have to prove any of that. But how about you prove that you can be fun to watch again? How about that part of it? Prove that you can not be boring. They were the Warriors when they showed up in the league. When Mahomes was throwing 50 touchdowns, they were really fun to watch. And I don't think that's my Bills brain going, oh, they hadn't beat the Bills yet. And Kansas City had always been kind of dogged on by New England, and, like, you know, they weren't a great team. So for me, it was, that's cool. I hope the Bills build their team like that. And they did. So that's not them anymore, though. They are now low scoring, you know, take care of the football, play good defense, run the ball. Don't even run it particularly well, just run it. And we'll get a break at the end and we'll win 21-19. That's become the Chiefs for the last 2 years. Nobody wants to watch that. It'd be different. I really do think it would be different. I think it would feel different if they had been winning these AFCs, winning these recent Super Bowls, especially in the last 3 years, by just dog-walking people 48-20, looking like this unstoppable force. They don't look like that. And that makes it feel grosser. It makes it feel worse. I mean, Patrick Mahomes, there is giving him the respect he deserves because he's won. And I think for his legacy, you know, he has earned that. But that doesn't mean you have to lie to yourself and say for the last 2 years, he has been better than, I mean, Nick Wright is screaming and yelling there about the Big Four. Who's the Big Four? All in the AFC. Mahomes, Allen, Jackson, Burrow. There's no argument that in the last 2 years, Mahomes has been better than those three. He's won. But you can win without being better. He was really good in the playoffs. No doubt. 2 years ago, he was really good in the playoffs. This past playoff, I think it was a little more pedestrian. But, except when they play the Bills, amazingly. But the last two seasons, Patrick Mahomes ranks 20 out of 44 quarterbacks that have thrown at least 300 pass attempts in the last two seasons. Patrick Mahomes ranks 28th, 29th, really. Allen is number 8, up at 7.6, tied for 6th, actually. Lamar Jackson, 8.4, is 2nd. And Joe Burrow's a little lower. Burrow's 20th. But they're all higher than Mahomes. Passer rating, he ranks 24th in the last two seasons. I mean, when 6.9 yards per attempt for Patrick Mahomes, he drops back to pass in the last two seasons, over 1,100 pass attempts. In his last 1,100 pass attempts, he averages the same yards for every time he drops back to pass as Anthony Richardson and Justin Fields. I mean, come on. Less than Winston and Desmond Ridder. Kind of can't believe Ridder actually qualifies for this. He has 500 attempts, though. Less than Kyler Murray. Less than Will Levis. Less than Russell Wilson. Trevor Lawrence. Derek Carr. Geno Smith. Dak. Herbert. Stafford. Daniels. Mason Rudolph. Joe Flacco. Mayfield by a lot. And then we get into the Allens and the... How about Sam Darnold? Here are the shorter list I should have done. Here are the quarterbacks that Mahomes averages more yards per attempt than in the last two seasons. Drake May, Gardner Minshew, his current backup, Aaron Rodgers, Bo Nix, Aiden O'Connell, Kenny Pickett, Sam Howell, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Josh Dobbs. What does this all sound like, by the way? Does it sound ridiculous? Does this sound ridiculous? Tearing into, well, yeah, you know, the last 2 years, he hasn't really been that good. He's been to both Super Bowls in each of the last 2 years.
It definitely feels crazy that the numbers are what they are, but the numbers are bad.
The numbers are bad.
You can't argue with that. And could you say, yeah, but look at the result? Of course you can. And would you trade that result for those numbers? Of course. But I think when you're in the context of discussing who the best guy is individually, I think you have to take this stuff into account and you have to then remove the result from it all and recognize that he's not been as good as Josh the last 2 years.
I think he definitely hasn't been. And I think it's the extreme version of what a lot of the MVP discourse was last year. Like, why did... What was one big reason why Allen won MVP and Jackson didn't? One big reason that we've heard Dan Orlovsky and others on their shows say why they voted for Josh Allen was they felt like Lamar Jackson had more help.
Right.
He put up video game numbers last year. I don't think there's an argument that last year was Lamar Jackson's best season as a pro.
Yeah.
And he didn't win it. Part of that was he probably won before. And the other part of it was he had, like, what was it, 10 Pro Bowlers?
Right. He was stacked.
5 All-Pro guys.
He was surrounded by an environment that would make it hard for him not to succeed.
Right. And when I look at Mahomes right now, again, maybe this is not giving him enough credit for there. Although the overall numbers do not look good, there's this aura of a clutch gene for Mahomes. It actually is proven true.
Right.
Like, it's not... I feel like Kobe was somebody who always got this in the NBA, and the numbers never really backed it up. Like, he wasn't actually efficient in those late situations. Right. Like, there are other guys like that, too, in sports. Mahomes, actually, it's backed up. Like, third downs last year, he was unbelievable. Fourth downs, even better. Fourth quarters, late game situations. Like, it was true that he got better in those moments, and that deserves some credit. But what deserves a lot of credit in Kansas City and why you haven't heard Mahomes' name in an MVP conversation anywhere in the last 2 years, because even though his team won 15 games, look at the help Kansas City has really got him with, has given him.
Right.
He has Andy Reid. I mean, he's the best coach in the league, right? I think more and more he is building a case to be the greatest coach of all time.
Yeah, I mean, he's...
Like, I would be willing to stand on his behalf in an argument against Bill Belichick right now. I really would.
That's a good debate.
I really would. I think Reed is at that point.
His resume is undeniable. And
sure.
The way that he's done it has been stunning as well.
Look at his record without Mahomes.
Right.
His record without Mahomes is awesome. Look at Belichick's record without Brady. He becomes Rex Ryan. Worse. I think Joe Philbin. These are coaches that he has a lesser win percentage than. But Reed won without Mahomes. Didn't win the Super Bowl, but he won in regular seasons and went into the playoffs and made Super Bowls. So Reed being there is enormous. I really do. Like, the play calling in the playoffs, I think that's the biggest difference against the Chiefs in the playoffs for the Bills. This is how we kind of get back to the Bills here on this, is I don't feel like, it's the most amazing part of this, I don't feel like Allen's been outplayed by Mahomes in these four playoff games.
That was the one thing in that clip that we played to start the segment from Nick Wright was Josh played well in all four of those games, and Mahomes outplayed him.
That's why I wanted to circle back to, because he's making the claim that you have to put Mahomes above all of those other three because he's won, and I get that. That's what we do in sports. We count the wins, we count the rings, but I don't want to fully get on board with that, at least in an Allen versus Mahomes debate, because in those games he's won, I don't really feel like Allen has been worse.
No.
I feel like it's been other factors, the coaching especially.
I completely agree. I think that has been, like I said, that was the issue I had with what Wright said, was I don't think Mahomes has been better than Allen, one-on-one comparison in those games every time. I think a couple of them I'm thinking of that he definitely had unbelievable games that gave Josh a run.
Sure.
But you think about 13 seconds, that was two Titans, and I think it was very close, but I think Josh edges him out.
Statistically in that game?
In that game.
That might be right.
In terms of what he was able to do there, and just Mahomes was, I don't know, gifted an opportunity to go take it away from him. And I think that, I wouldn't say that Mahomes outplayed Allen in that game.
No, in that game it was, let's see, Mahomes was pretty darn good. Mahomes' numbers against the Bills in the playoffs.
Oh,
all of me like showing off these numbers of like, hey, look, in the regular season the last 2 years, he's actually been bad.
Right.
Almost bad. This is maybe the furthest I want to go with that. In the playoffs against the Bills, he's been amazing. In that 13 seconds game, Mahomes is 33 of 44, 378 yards, 3 touchdowns. Allen, 27 of 37, 329 yards, 4 touchdowns. So it's almost the same. Like, Allen edges him a little bit,
but
in efficiency and passer rating and all that. But it's pretty close.
Doesn't that make our point of like Mahomes wasn't that much better than Allen?
No, they were almost the same. He
won.
Right.
And why couldn't that be flipped? And then we're talking about Josh the exact same way that we're talking about Mahomes right now. If those two roles are reversed and we see, think about this flipped.
Right.
Would you make it's about what they individually, what we're talking about, are accomplishing. Not whether they are able to win the game in the end, which I know maybe that's a stupid discussion to even have because what matters? Do you win? All right.
Right.
Great. But what we're talking about is who's been better.
And I do think it's different. It might be different with Mahomes and Jackson because Jackson has had playoff failures.
Right.
That are on him. And I'm trying to think, though, has that really happened against the Chiefs? It's happened against the Bills. It's happened against the Titans. And when he's played Kansas City, I look at the numbers. I feel like that AFC Championship last year, probably some of it. I mean, Zay Flowers is the one, though, that fumbles at the one-yard line, right? So, I don't know. Jackson, it might be a little bit different. Burrow, it probably wouldn't be because he's showed up in those games against Kansas City. But for Allen, like, I'm not on board with, I've got to give Mahomes, oh, he's better because of the playoff success. Like, the playoff failure, it depends, when you look at it game by game. Maybe the Bengal game would be one where you'd want to put blame on Josh's shoulders. But there just isn't this feeling of any of these playoff losses have gone down because the quarterback didn't show up or the quarterback put the ball on the ground. You know, he's been very turnover prone in his regular season stats, but that was never true of the playoff stats. I remember looking last year. I don't know if this is still true. In fact, I should look up to see if it is. But last year, before this recent playoff season, Allen had the lowest interception percentage of any quarterback in playoff history.
Yeah.
Like, not only did he not turn the ball over, he turned the ball over less in the playoffs than any quarterback ever. And that's a difference between him and Jackson. Jackson's put the ball on the ground. And those couple of plays can cost you. So when you're comparing Allen and Mahomes, I just don't know what you're really standing on to say that they're anything but at least equal. And if they're not equal, look at who's been better the last two seasons. I don't think it's close. I think one has been substantially better than the other in the last two seasons, despite the fact the other one's gone to the Super Bowl.
Right. And the other one in Mahomes has had much more support, and the coaching has been better. The roster in many ways has been better. And I think therefore you've seen him in the last two Super Bowls and you haven't seen Josh there.
Yeah. If I go any of the, if I mentioned yards per attempt on Mahomes, if I make it a little bit deeper and I go like adjusted yards per attempt, so if I include sacks, right, and I think this might include rushing. No, it's just sacks. And interceptions. Allen, in the last two seasons, fourth best in the league. Want to guess who the top three are, by the way? Who are the top three quarterbacks in the last 2 years in adjusted yards per attempt? Who are the best three? Mahomes or Allen is fourth.
Lamar?
Lamar's number one.
Is
think these guys would be given a lot, the coaches would be given as much credit in these two situations as the quarterback
Matt
probably
Stafford.
Would. No, but close ish.
Kyle Shanahan.
Yep. So Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, he's number two.
See, there you go. I said the coach's name before the quarterback.
Yeah.
Who will be three there? Coach gets more credit.
This guy just got a head coaching job.
Ooh, just got a head coaching job. Oh, I'm blanking.
Josh, you got it?
Baker Mayfield?
No, Jared Goff.
Yes,
Goff, Purdy, and Jackson. Those are the only three above Allen.
I was thinking like Liam Cohen there.
Yep. So again, this is yards per attempt, but includes sacks and picks.
Right.
Let me scroll. Let me just make sure I scroll down here to get to where Mahomes is, who is at 22nd. Mason Rudolph. Russell Wilson, Joe Flacco. Again.
Yeah.
Is it weird? Is it amazing? Like when I'm not saying he has to prove anything for his legacy, but prove that you can put up the big numbers again. Be efficient. Be, you know, somebody who's fun to watch. I'm not going to have fun watching him no matter what.
Right.
But that's more, you know, commentary for the average football fan, I would say.
Yeah. I find it so interesting that both the Bills and the Chiefs had started their ascents as such high-octane, fun, sort of passing titans, and have now both, I think, moved to conservative, you know, you don't want to say boring, but boring football.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the league has done, right, that's not just a Kansas City thing. I mean, the Bills have been more efficient doing it in two regular seasons, but the league has done
it. It's everywhere. Yeah, you don't see that same, I mean, 4 years ago, it was all about how much can you bomb that ball down the field? How quick can you get a guy underneath it to catch it? And how many points can you score? And I think we've seen a lot of that shift. And I always find that interesting in sports, no matter what it is. You see it with hockey, with the way the Leafs tried to change the high-skill game. And I love watching that sort of macro scope. The game's changing.
Yep.
And it's because of the success that you see these teams have, like Mahomes and the Chiefs have had.
Yeah. I think, though, what is interesting right now about where the league is for all that, this is a part of this Mahomes-Allen conversation, is the league started running the ball more in the last year or two. It started with more play action, more yak plays, more take what the defense is giving you, because defenses started backing up, too high safety shell, everyone's playing nickel. Right. So they're playing light. They're giving you the run game. And that's kind of the genesis, I think, of what's probably happening in the league right now, be my guess, is that there is a race right now in the league between the best offensive minds of the game. Andy Reid and, you know, Kevin O'Connell, Sean McVay, Ben Johnson, like Joe Brady. All of these guys, I bet, are in a race right now. At least the smart ones are, the most innovative ones are, to figure out how are we going to break passing back open again.
Right.
Because if you can pass the ball well, you are always going to be a better offense than the team that runs the ball well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, it's undeniable.
And right now, it's hard to pass the ball as well as teams were 5 years ago. Who's going to figure out how to beat these defenses.
Right.
How to combat nickel, two high safety shell that isn't just throw the ball at the line of scrimmage or hand the ball off. How are you going to either suck the defense back into playing the way they used to, or how are you going to figure out what they're doing right now? Because it'll bounce back. Teams aren't. It's always up and down. It's always ebbs and flows. And right now we are in a pocket of time where it's the run game. But I think somebody is going to get to a point where they could just stand back there, throw the ball 40 times again, and just unleash, and nobody can stop them. And maybe that'll be the Bills.
Haven't we seen a little bit? The closest of that we've seen, is that not the offensive style, like Baltimore and Philly are the two that are exposing these tendencies because they have the size and the running impact that force defenses to play the style that opens up their passing offense.
That's right. And we saw that in the Super Bowl.
Right.
The exactly. Chiefs planned to take away Barkley. They did, and they still couldn't stop him. And how did Philadelphia do that? It wasn't just that their run game was able to do that. It's they have two receivers that you just can't cover.
Exactly.
And that's how they were able to accomplish it. They get time for Hurts, and they have two receivers that constantly get open. Mark and Tonawanda quickly before the break. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Thanks for squeezing me in. I just think that isn't this a direct reflection of these Sean McDermott defenses? Even if they play average football in these big games against Kansas City, we win. Even the Bengal game, the defense was terrible. And I guess you could point to, Brandon Bean drafting Kyrie Elam because he was terrible in this last game against the Chiefs. But yeah, if we get average defensive play, it's not even close. We're talking about Allen way above Mahomes. And this dork Nick Wright, who drives me nuts, he doesn't have anything to stand on. But I'm going to have to listen and hit him straight, fellas.
Thanks, Mark. I mean, he has rings to stand on. And listen, if I were in that situation, I would probably do the same thing. But I just, it's more weird to me than anything else. Because I'm not trying to tear down Mahomes' legacy and say, oh, he's a career game manager, system quarterback. You do hear that once in a while. System quarterback, Andy Reid. It's an Andy Reid thing. But I think it's more so just the last 2 years. It's very strange to me that he's been so inefficient. And they've been able to win anyway, and that's great for them, and it stinks to be a Bills fan in the last 2 years with that being the case. It makes it more frustrating, right? 803-0550 is the phone number. When we come back, Kevin Ostreicher, we're going to start going through the Bills' schedule opponent by opponent, and we are going to start with Baltimore. What did they do this offseason? We just mentioned the team had a lot of Pro Bowlers and all pros around Lamar Jackson. Is that still the case? Because there have been some changes there in Baltimore. So we'll catch up on the Ravens when we come back here on WGR.